What's all this?
Charlie's been working real hard.
It looks like a Radio Shack exploded in here. Oh, wait, who are you?
Oh, this is our new receptionist, Carol. Anna hired her. Carol, this is Steve.
Hi.
Pleasure.
And as it happens, I did pick up a few of these items at a liquidation sale. Here, Carol, plug this in, will you?
You're not building a bomb, are you?
You laid a bomb on me, baby.
I'm not building a bomb, and it's dropped a bomb on me, the Gap Band.
Whatever.
What do you need all these microphones for?
You know what a podcast is, Steve? Well, a podcast is like a radio show, but on your computer.
Yeah, I know what a...
podcast can be educational.
Yeah, I know what a...
informative, informational, or promotional.
They can be entertaining, too.
Nobody ever got rich doing a podcast for fun, Steve.
So this...
You've been trying to raise this place's digital profile, right? A task you've been consistently failing at.
Look, GoDaddy web hosting is way more difficult than those commercials make it look.
But six sales and you bought it.
Do you mind...
Forget about it. The important thing is, It's About Time is now a podcast.
You don't know anything about podcasting.
That's where you're wrong. I already have the most important part.
What's that?
A catchy theme song. Give it a listen.
Sit right down, open up your ears. Time to take you to a new destination. Tell you a tale that you won't believe. Gotta use a little imagination. Charlie and Steve both down on their luck, looking for a job to pay. Walking the streets, all help wanted sign, went in to see what they had to say.
You look like two nice guys, come on in and we'll give you a try.
We're an agency here of the traveling kind, called It's About Time.
That is a pretty catchy theme song. I don't recognize the artist, though.
They're called the Dunder Chiefs.
They're really good. What's their story?
They're like a folk bluegrass trio from Rock Hill, South Carolina. Soulgrass, I think, is the new term the kids use. They used to partner up with this AC/DC tribute band called Dirty Deeds.
Dirty Deeds and the Dunder Chiefs?
Oh, I love that song. Dirty Deeds and the Dunder Chiefs. Yeah, Dirty.
Clever, right?
Sweet. Could I like them on Facebook if I wanted to? Is there music on iTunes?
As a matter of fact, you can, and it is.
Wait. You can't distract me with succinct story songs with catchy hooks. You still don't know what you're doing.
What's to do? You hit record and talk into the mic. People download the results onto their computers or mobile devices. We get lots of exposure for the travel agency. Business booms. We retire someplace nice.
I bet you can't even do that part right.
What?
Record us? Will probably sound like a court deposition.
That brings up memories. Painful ones.
Sorry. Anyway, go ahead. Record our conversation right now. Play it back. We'll see how it sounds.
Bop, bop, bop.
Ram-a-lam-a ding dong.
Boop-shee-boop-shee-boop.
Dip-a-dip-a-dip-a.
Hey, Barry Mann.
That didn't sound like Coca-Cabana.
That sounded like gibberish. And it's Copa-Cabana. And that's Barry Manilow.
Whatever.
Don't worry about it. I haven't edited anything yet. It'll be fine.
This is a waste of time.
Look, if it were easy, everybody would do it.
Why don't we do it in the street? Why don't we...
Road. The Beatles? And you're getting on my nerves, Carol.
This is gonna be awesome.
Why don't you just blog?
Nobody reads anymore, Steve-O. Short attention spans.
Hi. Welcome to...
Stephanie!
Oh, hey, Steve. Hi, Charlie.
What's going on? I haven't seen you in a while.
Well, I guess I've been busy.
You mean with Lester?
Well, you've been no slouch yourself from what I hear.
What's that supposed to mean?
Forget it, Charlie. I have to go see Trevor and Philip.
Wow. I feel like I'm back in Vermont.
What do you mean?
It got real chilly in here all of a sudden.
Yeah. I don't know what's with her.
Look, Charlie, you really ought to clean this up. I mean, what's going to happen if Anna sees this mess?
She's pretty familiar with the disarray of my personal relationships already.
I meant the recording equipment.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll just tell her it's part of your new IT strategy.
Oh, hey, thanks. Wait a minute. I don't have signing authority to buy this stuff.
Welcome to...
Smells like cat food and arson here. Who's been having sex?
Chippy! I mean, McNish. I mean, hey.
Hello, lover.
Weren't you a Scottish dude in a parka the last time I saw you?
Weren't you passed out with a vague look of defeat last time I saw you?
Only because you screwed us out of the chronometer.
You weren't the only one that got screwed.
And I wanted to thank you for that.
Anyway, times change, as we all know.
What are you doing here?
Let's go someplace private. We can talk.
Do we ever get any customers in here?
Is that everything, guys?
Yep, you got it.
Silk is in this season, huh?
It's a classic for a reason.
It takes a bit more effort and care, though.
But it's so worth it, don't you think? Stephanie?
Say, sweetheart, why are you looking so down?
It's nothing.
Trouble in paradise?
Charlie's in charge didn't try anything unseemly, did he?
No, that's... we're... it didn't work out.
What?
The way he talks about it, I thought you two were regular steadies.
Must be some other Stephanie, then.
I don't think so.
You're his one and only, sweetie.
The cream in his coffee.
The pasta to his fagioli.
You lost me. What?
He's so hung up on you, I don't understand what could be the problem.
Look, I just heard... never mind.
Honey, if you heard something, I hope you considered the source. Charlie is many things.
And he isn't a whole lot of other things.
Like intelligent and forward-thinking.
And a smart dresser and...
Wait, for a minute, I thought you were trying to make him sound good.
Okay, maybe we can be a little harsh, but he's different when he talks about you.
He lights up like a firefly whenever you're around.
Mother, I could see right through to your back collar button.
But I thought... look, I have to go.
Where is this place?
Australia. The outback, I guess. Have you ever been to the land down under?
Where women glow and...
Yeah, that's the one.
I don't think so. It's not always easy to tell. Anyway, when is this?
Oh, somewhere before recorded time.
Really? What happens?
What do you mean?
Like, are we about to witness some great kangaroo migration? Or the invention of the boomerang or something?
It's just a day, Steve.
I know. We're going to witness a big asteroid strike, aren't we? Wipe out the prevailing life form and start evolution from scratch.
Let's save that for another visit, shall we?
That's... why are we here?
Time travel isn't... it doesn't always have to be about these big historical moments. Sometimes it's just a day in the park.
Is that what this is? Just a day in the park?
Or maybe it's a date.
Is it? Do you want to...
Over here. Come on.
What's that?
It's a hot spring. Australia's different, you know? Most places, you need live volcanoes to get hot springs. But in Australia, they just are.
Is it safe? I mean, I heard that some of them were radioactive. Glowing women or something.
Relax, Tiger. I know what I'm doing.
So, what do we... I mean...
We just get in.
So, is this like a clothing optional?
More like a nudity mandatory.
Oh, my.
Welcome to It's About Time. Welcome to It's About Time podcast. Welcome to It's About Time Travel Agency. Welcome to the It's About Time Travel Agency podcast. This is the It's About Time Travel Agency podcast. Welcome.
Those are awfully good, Charlie.
Yeah, thanks, Carol.
Do you think you'll get a lot of listeners?
Hard to say. It's still a growing area.
I had a friend start a podcast once. Some kind of entrepreneur guy. I mean, he was on fire last I heard.
Psst. Entrepreneurs. Guys making money telling other guys how to make money when all the money they ever made was by telling other people how to make money.
You know what they say. Money, money, money. Always honey. In the Richmond Pearl.
What? That's not even close.
Welcome, Tits. Oh, it's you again.
Yeah, the fact she didn't come in the front door should have been a clue.
This place is amazing. I have to go.
Stephanie, where are you going?
I'm very busy, Charlie.
Listen, I know things are... Well, I guess you and Lester...
Lester, he's not my type, Charlie. I thought maybe you were, but... Well, I guess I'm not your type either. Or I'm just one of your types. Whatever. Your friends all have your back, but...
Stephanie, you're not making any sense.
Lester told me about you and... Whatever, Charlie.
Stephanie, wait.
I hope you're really happy. Listen, I have to go.
Carol?
Yes, Charlie?
Fetch me Lester Lyle.
Sure thing. Excuse me while I fetch this guy.
You know, there's plenty of room over here.
I'm comfortable on this side of the pool for now.
For now?
You're... Hey, ow.
I'm what?
Ow, what are you throwing at me?
Never heard of rocks? They were the first thing I picked up.
No, I mean, yes, I've heard of rocks, but these aren't rocks. These are cufflinks. My cufflinks. I mean, they were my dad's, but they're mine now.
Yeah? How do I look in this?
Is that a wedding veil?
I guess. It was just lying here.
That's...
I know. Too much clothing. Away with you! Be free!
I'm a little uncomfortable here.
It's about to get worse.
See? It's that. Like, I'm not used to, I don't know, aggressive women.
Yeah, let's circle back to that. But that's not really the problem here.
What?
Look around.
Hey, koala bears. Boy, they really are cute.
Yeah.
So, what's the problem?
You eyeball those claws?
Yeah, but I mean they're so cute.
Uh-huh. Can you see their eyes?
Yeah.
They look kinda glassy, vague to you?
No.
That's what I was afraid of. You know what koala bears eat, lover?
Yeah, eucalyptus leaves, right?
Yeah, the leaves. They kinda sedate them.
Right.
You see any eucalyptus trees around here?
I don't suppose hot water is their only weakness.
Afraid not! Run!
What? Our clothes!
Just run!
Where are we going?
Over there! That grove of eucalyptus trees!
We're gonna feed them?
We're going to climb!
What?
Come on! Get climbing!
But we're all naked and...
Thanks for the narration! I'm more worried about survival!
Is that a tattoo?
Focus, Steve! Up the tree!
Won't they climb up after us?
They'll start eating the leaves! They'll get distracted!
I thought we weren't feeding them!
Stop arguing semantics!
Sorry. So, is this still a date?
Just climb the tree!
Charlie Hyphenbridge. Why, when your little friend came to see me, I thought you were calling me out like the old West.
Have a seat, Lester.
Taking the civilized approach, are we? You didn't invite me in just to ask me to step outside.
Something like that.
What's all this?
It's called a podcast.
A broadcast?
A podcast. You know, people work really hard. A lot of effort goes into something you spend 25 to 30 minutes listening to on your computer or your mobile thingy.
I'm sure I'd appreciate it if I had a notion about what you're talking about.
We're talking about Stephanie.
Ah, yes.
You're keeping us apart.
I am simply trying to form a more perfect union.
She doesn't like you.
I will admit my efforts at courtship have thus far proved unfruitful.
You told her I was seeing someone else.
All's fair in love and war, Hyphenbridge.
You lied to her just to give yourself a better shot at her.
Well, maybe I did.
Is this a game to you?
Maybe. I mean, if I can't get what I want, why should you get what you want? All's fair in love and war, Ivanbridge.
You lied to her just to give yourself a better shot at her.
Well, maybe I did.
Is this a game to you?
Maybe. I mean, if I can't get what I want, why should you get what you want?
There, you hear that?
Yeah, I guess. Well, I just didn't understand what was going on.
Isn't it amazing what a podcast can accomplish?
Welcome to... Oh, for Christ's sakes.
Hello to you too, Carol. Charlie, you won't believe... Oh, hey, Stephanie.
Hey, Steve.
Wait, are you two smiling? Are you an item again?
Well...
I mean...
Look at those two lovebirds. Of course they're an item. Even an idiot.
Can it, Carol? It's just... Maybe we can double date.
With who?
With me and... Hey, where'd she go?
Steve's imaginary girlfriend.
You've met her.
I met him. You told me he was a she.
Don't start...
Believing! Hold on to that sweet derriere!
No!
God, Carol, how can you butcher every single song?
What's the big deal?
What? What's the big deal? Are you...
Charlie?
What about respect?
Find out what it needs to be.
Heritage!
Don't stand. Jog. Don't be smug.
That does it!
Charlie, your blood pressure.
You're done. Get your things and get out.
You're firing me?
No, I fired you. Past tense.
Fine. You won't be hard to get out of my light. Goodbye, chumps.
Holy crap. She had to be the worst. Charlie, are you okay?
Yeah, I just need a moment.
Nicely handled, by the way. I thought you were going to get violent for a minute.
Charlie, you were some kind of wonderful.
I was? I mean, yeah, I was, wasn't I?
So, about that double date.
Maybe we'll just start with a single date. Dinner at your place?
Ma'am, I would be delighted.
Two nice guys getting real sci-fi, making trouble of an ancient kind. If you get impatient, just keep in mind that it's about time.
Thank you for listening to the Cardinal James Show's production of It's About Time. Please visit itsabouttimetravelagency.com and join our listener club. Members will have the opportunity to win It's About Time merchandise, in addition to getting advance notice of upcoming events. And if you enjoyed the show, please go to iTunes and leave a review. Doing so will help spread the word and build our listener community. It's About Time, Now That's What I Call Podcasting, was written by Douglas Clinton with Stephen Cardinal and featured the voice talents of Stephen Cardinal, Charlie James, Victoria Vaughn, Tara Halwinger, Tessa Payne, and Raul Ceballos. Sound editing by Charlie James. Artwork by Sheila Kern.